So when I look at contracts that are going out to bid in all 50 states, okay, for to build security style, heavily fortified military style camps, I question that.
Threats.
The number one threat facing the United States of America right now is China. China is the number one threat, not just to our constitutional republic, but it is to the free Western world. And we are gearing up for a military operation within the next year and a half against China.
Stuff.
I've been confronted literally with guns in my face by cartel. We've encountered some of the worst of the worst. When I was on the Heal Our Land bus tour, I had people rush my bus with guns in Philadelphia. I have death threats against my life, and I have two bounties worth over $1 million on my head right now from the cartel,
Sinaloa.
because what I do. I firmly believe one of the biggest things the church did wrong and where we are today is when they decided to take from Caesar.
Today, we are joined by Christy Hutcherson. She founded Women Fighting for America in 2020, its goal to be a frontline organization standing up for freedom and liberty across America and the world. She routinely conducts border missions where she witnesses the horrors of cartels, child trafficking, sex trafficking, organ harvesting, and drug trafficking. During our conversation, Christy talks about China's plan to invade the U.S., future terrorist attacks, as well as giant military-sized processing centers that are being built in all 50 states. How did you get started into this work with the border? Like, what made you go from Christy Hutcherson, just normal American woman doing her thing, to I'm going to go down to the border all the time and start this organization?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I'm asked that a lot, actually. If you would have asked me, if you would have asked my family and friends 5 years ago that this is what I would be doing, they all would have said, "No way, there's no way." But the answer is really simple. We all have a higher calling and a higher power, I believe, for the most part, that shapes and molds us and that we follow. For me, right, wrong, or indifferent out there, I don't make any apologies. I'm a Christian. And I don't believe in religion. I'm going to be very clear about this. I think that this is really important. I don't believe in religion. What I do believe in is I believe in a personal relationship with my creator, my savior, right? And so I was having, quite frankly, I was doing a study in the backyard, and I got called to what I'm doing. I didn't know what it was going to look like at the time in 2020. It was in the spring of 2020, and I heard an audible. And quite frankly, I was told, I said, "Christy, I called you in 93 and I called you in 2012. You denied me both times. Are you going to deny me a third?" And it was very, very powerful. I am not built like most women. I'm not one of those mushy gushy women. I was raised a tomboy, hunting, fishing, hiking, biking, motocross, all those horseback riding. I'm kind of a tough cookie. And so probably in today's day and age, they would have probably wanted to tell me I was a boy, right? But I'm really not. I'm such a feminine female. It's not funny. I love dressing up. I'm not a feminist, but I'm a conservative, valued, moral valued woman who believes in the Constitution of this country. And when I was called out, it was interesting because I remember saying to the Lord, I said, "I'm not equipped and I'm not qualified, and quite frankly, I'm a nobody." And I'll never forget, he whispered in my ear and he said, "Christy, I'm calling the nobodies because the somebodies haven't been doing their job." That's very powerful. And I don't know who your listeners are, I don't know what age group they are, but I really want to talk to your calling because it's very important to listen to that voice. We are all gifted, we all have talents. We all have a calling for this time. And I finally said yes. I threw my hands up in the air and I said, "I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm all in." I had my previous life and my position, I was pretty comfortable. I wasn't handed anything. I grew up, my father was a construction worker, my mother was a bus driver. She worked odds and ends to help the family put food on the table. I come from a blue-collar family. raised with very strong founded morals, right and wrong. There's no gray, black and white. My father and my mother worked very, very hard. Sometimes, unfortunately, finances didn't meet, and we had rough times. So I understand what it's like to have nothing, and I understand what it's like to have something. And I take that very seriously. I don't squander my gifts, my talents, or my treasures, which is my money. We built a very lucrative company, defense contracting. So I've been in the defense contracting realm for a very long time, worked in DC with contracts directly with the federal government, with the DLA, DOD, Homeland Security, helped with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan under Obama and some other contracts that we were contracted with to help facilitate very serious stuff. Our past company has won LEAP awards, was awarded from the Pentagon, Leon Panetta, under Obama. And so I come from a very unique lens and perspective of what's really going on in the country. So when I got to the border, as you're asking, when I went down to the border, this was 2 weeks into the Biden administration, a friend of mine called me up and she asked me to go to Yuma, actually. I had created an organization called Women Fighting for America. And this organization is not based on anything, no political affiliation, no Republican, Democrat, or independent. It's about exposing corruption at all levels, no matter what side of the fence you're on. Because make no mistake, somebody who's been inside the belly of the beast in DC for as long as we have, there's corruption no matter what letter you decide to put in front of your name. And so this is about constitutional values. This is about Judeo-Christian values, about how our foundation of this nation was built. And the Constitution and this republic, not a democracy. I'm really getting tired of everybody, including our politicians, repeating a lie. Truth matters. Language matters. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, and there is a huge difference. And so that's what this Women Fighting for America is about, is educating without bias. And the border is one of the areas that I have spent a huge amount of time, not just at the southern border. Me and my teams have very special skill sets. I'm not a reporter, make no mistake. When we go down, we do operations. We've been doing this since 2 weeks into the Biden administration, northern, southern, east, west coast border, and outside of the United States as well.
I wanted to kind of touch on something you had mentioned in your answer. You made the distinction of saying that you're not religious, you follow your creator, Jesus, God. Do you feel like the church in this country has failed in some of these issues and are not paying attention? At least in my experience, I kind of understand what you're saying about the distinction between religion and God. How do you feel like the church and Christians have failed in terms of making sure the government is accountable and doing the right thing?
Well, that's a really good question as well. You know, the church was created by man, not by God, not by Jesus. And you know, men's hearts, unfortunately, there's evil and good in this world, right? So we can be corrupted. Even those men and women with the best of intentions can be swayed, right? I firmly believe one of the biggest things the church did wrong and where we are today is when they decided to take from Caesar. I remember the parable with Jesus when he was turning the tables over. He was very angry. This was not a meek, mild Jesus, by the way. He was very inflammatory. He was flipping things. I could imagine that scene, right? And it was a warning, I believe, to the church. When you go in bed with the devil, you allow the devil to creep in. And C3 status, there is no reason for a church to have a non, and I know this is very unpopular and there's gonna be all uproar. But when you give, Jesus was very clear, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, give to man what belongs to man, right? And give to God what belongs to God. So when you open up those floodgates, that opens up for corruption, that muddledness, right? There's no thing, such thing as separation of church and state that has been completely, completely distorted of what the intent was, right? With the Johnson Amendment and all these things. And so I think the church needs to get back to the good old fashioned donations and pay your fair share in your taxes. There's plenty of money out there. And I think that you would do a lot more good. And you'd be able to speak truth from the pulpit. You know, we have to speak truth from the pulpit. And nowhere, the founding fathers themselves based this country, whether you believe it or not, it's the facts. This is facts, historical fact. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And they had God in everything they do, including markings in the buildings that they created. And so there's no such thing as, what they didn't want was the government to infiltrate the church and guide the church on what they felt needed to be the narrative, right? Not the opposite way around. So I'm not religious. I don't believe in religion. I follow one thing only. I read the Bible. I understand that that is the inspired word of God. I have a personal direct relationship with my creator, and I'm sure other people out there have their own personal relationship with their creator, but I believe that there's one God. And that is my creator, and that's the relationship that I have. I don't need man to tell me or to confess. I go straight to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Makes sense to me. I couldn't agree more. I left the church a long time ago, and as a teenager, kind of the same answer you gave there. If the church is muddled, they get the tax-free status, and you don't even feel like you're around Christians anymore sometimes when you go to church. It's just milquetoast people. Anyway.
Oh, it's really sad when I've been to over, 35, 40 states and all around the world traveling with my past life and what I do now. And I can tell you consistency, one of the things I hear from those who claim to be atheists and different, because I love to talk to people from all different walks of life, all different religions, Muslims, whatever it is. And one thing that's very clear that they always say, I find that people who are non-Christians are the most gracious, forgiving, and loving and giving. And that says something about the state of the church. And then we look at where we are today with the corruption, the Ten Commandments taken out of the schools, the church being silent since the 70s for over 50 something million little babies being slaughtered, right? So, you know, you look at the condition, the heartbeat of the church, and it's been dying for a very long time because we don't have and there are some really great pastors. I'm really good friends with some incredible pastors who right now are fighting for this nation and this country. The Black Robe Regiment is one of them. Pastor Leon Benjamin, oh my God, Black MAGA, he's the leader of Black MAGA. And so they understand what's at risk and they understand exactly what I'm talking about. So there's really great individuals. But then you've got corrupt pastors, right? Who literally have an incredible platform. But they're selling their souls for personal profit and gain and wealth instead of doing right by them. I went to the border. I had a border event 2 years ago in February in McAllen, Texas. I invited the Joel Osteens of the world and some of these mega churches, and it had nothing to do with anything except for we go in and we uncover disgusting stuff like human trafficking and the exploitation of children who are being raped and murdered and stuff. So we were having this event and I asked the whole, as Women Fighting for America, the church to come down and pray, to lock arms. Do you know how many churches showed up?
Zero.
One local pastor.
Ugh.
But you know what? I had General Flynn and Patrick Byrne and some incredible people show up at that border to pray, but the church. Mm. And so this isn't me condemning the church. This is me saying as a brother and sister to brother and sister, you have a responsibility and a duty. And when you were born into the kingdom of God, you were born a warrior. Revelations 12 tells you and depicts the day that's going to happen. Michael the archangel comes down and fights Satan, the big dragon. Mm-hmm. We were born to be warriors. We have forgotten how to put on the full armor of God. On my website, Women Fighting for America, there's a resource tab, and it's called Battle Ready Plan. Battle Ready. We have to be battle ready, and we have to understand what our role is. We are warriors, and you have to stop being fearful. I walk, Courtney, Me and my team, we've done some pretty incredible stuff, but very dangerous stuff. I've been confronted literally with guns in my face by cartel.
Oh, wow.
We've encountered some of the worst of the worst. When I was on the Gila Lamb bus tour, I had people rush my bus with guns in Philadelphia. I have death threats against my life, and I have two bounties worth over $1 million on my head right now from the cartel.
Sinaloa.
Because what I do. And people ask me, Christy, aren't you afraid? No, I'm not. Because I know my authority. I know my authority in God. I know my authority in Jesus Christ. And so they're afraid of me. When my feet hit the ground and I walk, there is an electrical charge that puts all of the demons on notice, saying, you can't touch her. You better run and you better hide because she's coming through the door. And so that's the kind of authority that I command. And so that's powerful. Yeah. And everybody out there hearing this message has that same authority. It's just up to you whether or not you want to channel it and take it.
Sounds like it'd be pretty scary to me. maybe it'd be different if God gave me the mission. But I think if the cartel was after me, I'd lose some sleep over that. I want to touch on one more thing before we kind of get into the details of your work. You mentioned that you're not a feminist, but you said that, you know, you're aggressive and you go out there and you're rough and ready and you get the job done. I was just wondering, because in today's political environment we live in, it feels like the right has went a little bit anti-woman. I don't mean like the way the left criticizes the right, but they've kind of went to this, you know, stay in the kitchen and bake cookies and don't leave and shut up. And we're kind of seeing some of this with J.D. Vance. He says some weird stuff about women. And I'm just wondering, being that probably it's mostly right wing that is interested in your work, have you ever encountered friction where they don't want to deal with a woman doing this type of aggressive work? Because I doubt there's many liberals or left-leaning people that really are into the border like this. So you're having to deal with mostly right-wing men. Is there any issues of that? Or is it more just online stuff that's not really true about, you know, women should be in the kitchen? Is that just kind of made up narrative that they act like the right is about?
You know, I believe firmly, you know, again, we were created equal. You know, we all have roles to play. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing when you have a man and a woman, whether you're married or your colleagues or friends, there's this beautiful blending of how God created each gender, right? To have very specific traits. And no matter what we want to do and how we want to try to wash it or how many operations you do, you can't erase that because that's embedded in your DNA, period. That's it. I don't listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't pay attention to all of that stuff. And I think that there's a danger in that. We've got to stop listening to other voices, outside voices. I'm a strong woman. Some people like me, and quite frankly, Courtney, some people don't. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. In this movement that I'm in the freedom movement, and believe me, I've been at the highest levels in this movement, said we can't control her. We respect the heck out of her, and we love what she's doing. And I've had incredible things written up about me and negative things, but they say we can't control her. And so that's dangerous to them, right? No matter who it is, left or right wing. I don't really care because there's only two people I answer to. First and foremost is my creator. Secondly is my own inner voice. I know what I was created for. And because I know my identity, and see, we're gonna talk about that. I know my identity. Because I know my identity, I can't be swayed. I am in a thick foundation, right? And so I am a very strong woman. I am a force to be reckoned with. I will be honest, I am. And, you know, some people don't know what to do with that, but that's okay because I was created to do the work that I'm doing. And if I wasn't this way, I couldn't be a badass on the border. I couldn't be a badass with a gun in my hand going after to rescue children from the pits of hell, right? I couldn't be out in Central and South America uncovering, you know, training camps and terrorist cells, right? I couldn't do the things, I couldn't work in a man's world in the defense space. So we have to stop listening to what other people say or think that we should or should not be. Okay. And so I think that there's such a freedom in that when you just don't give a doggone, right? So the next generation, if I could tell anybody on TikTok, because TikTok, I understand you're on a TikTok platform, the next generation, the reason why the left, and I don't even care about the left, it's really the socialist Marxist movement, that's who these people are. They want to confuse you, your gender, your division of races and all of this stuff, because they want to confuse your identity. Because when you don't have an identity, you can't talk the way I talk because you don't know who the heck you are. That's the reason why the enemy wants to confuse you and to create all of this chaos and internal division so you don't know who you are, and therefore you cannot execute on what your mission in this life is.
Makes sense. Keep us confused. It makes us weak. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, I want to kind of get into some of the meat of what you do with these border missions and the things you've seen. When I first heard of you, you were on InfoWars over the summer. It's probably about 3 months ago, and you were talking about these like internment camps that the government's building, but it's under housekeeping contracts. I know it's been some time since you first revealed that. I didn't know if there was any updates to it, if there's new information, the progress of it. So if you kind of want to recap what it is for the listeners and then give us any updates on it, because that was like really blew my mind. It was something out of an Alex Jones documentary coming to life. You know what I mean?
Well, Alex and I had some a disagreement with him on something, and the internment camps is not the word that I would use right now. So what we do in the intelligence world, we look at information, right? We look at what's at hand. We don't I'm not into making up stuff, right? I can only look at the facts that I have personally in front of me that I can verify and vet. So somebody who's worked in the defense space and still does, right? When you look at contracts that are put out to bids, RFPs, RFQs, IDIQs, whatever that looks like, okay? When you see something that's unusual, that hasn't taken place on such a large scale before, then you kind of start questioning stuff. I've personally been on the borders, right? Over almost, I think it's almost been almost 2 years ago now, me and my team are the ones who started uncovering all of these facilities and buildings and these big, huge military style camps that were being placed all along the border. And I'm very careful with my words because I don't want anybody to go out there and just assume something, right? But I sound the alarm because I believe that we are so, the American people are lazy. They don't want, they just want to be fed stuff instead of doing some of their own due diligence, and we're not prepared, I believe. So when I look at contracts that are going out to bid in all 50 states, okay, for to build security style, heavily fortified, military style camps, I question that. Because when you look at history, and I'm a steward of history, and I believe that everybody out there should be a good steward of history. History typically repeats itself. So when you look at Mao and Stalin and Hitler, their tactics, what they did, they set up internment camp style stuff right at the beginning, and they were for processing. They were used for a lot of different purposes, kind of sort of like what's being set up all over the country. And then they were turned into military barracks. They were turned, some of them were turned into unfortunate areas where the Jews were housed and then were gassed, right? So they were turned into prison, so to speak. So these type of behaviors and these type of facilities can have dual purpose. And so it's an alarming fact that right now in all 50 states, the government is putting out for bid and for contracts. And by the way, some of these are already contracted and there and being built or already set up to expand. And you don't need to take my word for it. You can search this stuff out. You can't get into where the contracts are because you have to have certain criteria to do that, like we do. But this is a problem, and it should sound the alarm all across every American's heart. And you're already starting to see this. So I've been doing this for a long time, since 2020. And when you travel the full southern border over 2,000 plus miles, like me and my teams have, both on Mexico Central South America and in the United States on the northern border, the East Coast border, the West Coast border, and by the way, we have an aerial border. You know, it's an alarming to see how many individuals have been allowed to come into this country unvetted, purposefully. This is by design. And we actually have proof that the Biden administration and team, this was premeditated prior to him even taking office, that this was already started to bring in and house young adult males, family units, UACs, to have these flights. It was all set up prior to him taking the oath of office. And again, we actually have documented proof of this. And so you ask yourself, why would this unprecedented amount of invasion, because that's exactly what this is. This is an invasion. You've got military men, you've got militias from different countries coming in and flooding the border. We have known terrorists coming into the border at numbers that we actually have never seen before. We have no way to know exactly truly how many have crossed the northern border, which is so porous that we do not even have the camera systems and everything to vet this. The Venezuelan gangs, the cartel members, the Chinese nationals. I mean, I could sit here and go on and on and on. We've been sounding the alarm, Women Fighting for America, since 2020. Think about that. This is how long we've been talking about this and exposing this. I've gone live at the border showing this with nobody doing anything about it. By the way, both Republicans and Democrats. And so I believe this is part of a larger scale plan, and it's part of, and it goes back to the internment camps or whatever you want to call them. You know, all of this is part of the great spider web. That's what I call it. And this has been going on for decades, by the way. I could sit there and go back to 1912 and, you know, and show you where and how we got to where we are today.
Where you said that you would only have access to look up the bids, the request for proposals for the buildings, because you have to have certain criteria. But what would the average person be able to see to know this is true? Because sometimes I hear things or you watch people and it's always like, well, I have the information, but you can't see it. So someone who's questioning this, where would they be able to see something that validates what you're saying?
Just get on the search. You know, you got to search several different ways, because we have Google and some other high techs who love to have disinformation. Even ChatGPT does that. So you just need to say, you know, search how many facilities, processing facilities for migrants, you got to use keywords, right, are set up throughout the United States. What organizations are utilizing these migrant facilities? So you can start searching these type of words, and you'll find one little area, and then you'll be able to follow that and chase it down that way. That's the best way to do it. You can kind of search federal contracts. It'll pop up, but you're not gonna be able to like get in and click and see the actual proposals and stuff. But, you know, search federal contracts for security facilities, right? In your state or across there's different ways that you can do this.
Okay, because sometimes, yeah, Google, it doesn't want to show you the stuff you want to see. And tried to look up stuff. I've seen it. Like,
yeah, I was doing something. Yeah, Courtney, you know, it was interesting. I got into a fight with one of these chat bots. It was hilarious, though, this AI. So I said, how many assassination attempts did President Donald J. Trump have since 2020? Which, by the way, there's been 5. Most people don't know that. And so it said there's none, right? Like none recently. Sure. None. I said, well, what about in July and August? You know? And it was like, there was. And then I said, well, Christopher Wray, the FBI, and I'm sitting there having this debate. And finally, ChatGPT had to say, oh, well, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, you're purposefully deceiving. Sure, you're programmed to deceive, right? You're programmed to deceive. And so we have to understand that, you know, again, this goes back to us being lazy, right? We have to do our own due diligence. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, even Fox News, all of these agencies, they are designed to regurgitate what they want you to hear. Mm-hmm. And I get my news outside of the United States, by the way. And I really would ask your listeners, it's very important to go to news organizations outside the United States, because they actually cover the globe. Imagine that, what our news agencies used to do 30 years ago. they actually tell you what's really going on around the world. We are in serious danger. The United States of America is in serious danger.
Find out what danger that is in part two, Is China Invading the U.S.? Check it out next Monday night. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.